What up? It's Dramos from the Life as a Gringo podcast. We are back with a brand new season. Now, Life as a Gringo speaks to Latinos who are born or raised here in the States. It's about educating and breaking those generational curses that, man, have been holding us back for far too long. I'm here to discuss the topics that are relevant to all of us and to define what it means to live as our true, authentic self. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What is Circle? At Circle, we're building a digital dollar that's actually dollar-backed, one-to-one. Circle is a future where money will travel at the speed of internet for fractions of a penny, and no one will think about it because it will just be the way we work. Visit circle.com/podcast.
Inspired by Ubisoft's famous video game series Assassin's Creed, the Echoes of History podcast offers a deep and fascinating dive into history. In this season's Assassin vs. Templars, these two organizations have a rich history that takes its root in the medieval era and the time of the Crusades within the Assassin's Creed universe. Hosted by Dan Snow and Matt Lewis from History Hit, each episode offers us a history of these two not-so-secret societies. New episodes weekly. Listen to Echoes of History Assassins vs. Templars on iHeart or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. And now a story from Hank Brown, the extraordinary statesman who led three different universities, served as Colorado's senator, and was fortunate to work with beef pioneer Kenny Munford. Here's Hank paying tribute to his friend Kenny.
I think the thing that I'll remember most about Kenny, his tolerance. Kenny was a liberal Democrat. He eventually switched to the Republican Party, but he was opposed to the Vietnam War, and yet he still hired me, who'd been there and supported it. At one point, a close friend of his in the community had a shoe store and had criticized Kenny publicly in really nasty remarks about him in the local newspaper over one of the projects the company was doing. And I think it hurt Kenny's feelings because he was thought of him as a good friend. Some friends of Kenny immediately organized a boycott of the shoe store. If he would say such horrible things about Kenny, they didn't want to do business with him. When Kenny heard about it, he called everybody involved in the movement and urged them to patronize the store and not penalize this fellow who'd been so nasty to him. And Kenny's explanation was that if you can lose your livelihood by expressing your viewpoint, then your freedom of speech doesn't mean anything. You have to have the kind of society where people don't destroy your livelihood, even though they might disagree with you. Because if you do, you destroy the whole concept of freedom of speech. I know there are a lot of people who give lip service to freedom of speech, but it would come down to somebody who says hateful things about them. That's a different test. For Kenny, he took tolerance of others seriously. To him, it was a part of what America is. I just found him an extraordinary individual. You know, Kenny was, while he was extraordinarily wealthy, and of course he left a huge fortune in the Munford Foundation, was the most down-to-earth soul you ever saw. He was kind of famous for his dress, his casual way of dressing. For Kenny, work was what mattered. That was what was real. How he dressed, the car he drove, the house he had, none of that was important to him. What was important to him is what he accomplished with his jobs and his work. And he took enormous pride, I think, in all the good jobs that he provided for people. So he would come sometime to work with not caring about what he wore at all. I mean, he did wear red pants and a green shirt, or, I mean, it was totally unimportant to him. I remember one of his buddies, we'd hired a guy named Sonny Mapelli, a wonderful soul. Kenny loved his company, and Sonny and Kenny would have lunch often. And at one of the lunches, Sonny turns over to Kenny and he says, Munford is a total waste for you to have money is a crime. And Kenny said, what are you talking about? He said, Mumford, it's a crime for you to have any money. You have no idea how to spend it. You never take a vacation. You dress like a bum. You drive an old car. You don't spend any money on anything on yourself ever. You shouldn't be allowed to have any money. And all the observations were true. Kenny was all about what he could accomplish. Went to a fundraiser. In the hustle of getting down there, he ended up with one black lace shoe and a brown loafer with manure on it. And they were looking, pointing at his shoes, laughing. And Kenny looks down and says, I've got a pair like that just at home. A good sense of humor, and utterly, to him, how he dressed or the surface things in life weren't important. I remember when we went public with a stock offering, and a very distinguished guy came in from the brokerage firm that was doing the underwriting. We were going down to Denver to do a due diligence meeting, but it was all the stockbrokers and major investment firms and so on in the Rocky Mountain region that had come to this gathering where they'd gotten all of them together to talk about the company and the public offering. So it was a way of selling the stock. And Kenny had a nice pair of slacks on that day, which was unusual, but an old rumpled shirt, brown loafers on that had manure on them because he'd been out in the feedlot. And we were late leaving the packing plant. Kenny was working on a couple things on the breakout for the prices. So finally we leave late. Well, this big vice president from New York was getting more nervous all the time because he could see we were going to be late. Well, Kenny drives quite quickly down to Denver, fortunately didn't get a ticket. But the closer we got to Denver, you could see this guy thinking, my God, Kenny is going to go into that meeting looking like a bum off the street. And Kenny was a big guy. He was like 6'4". So, you know, he was a big presence. Pull into the parking lot, and Kenny casually kicks off his loafers with the manure on them and grabs a pair of dress shoes in back, grabs his shirt that he had in the back of the car and changes shirt while he's driving, puts on a tie, and gets a coat that he had in the back and gets out of the car looking like $1 million. And the vice president from the underwriter goes, oh. But he had been convinced that Kenny was going to go in to the due diligence meeting looking like a bum so Kenny could dress up when he had to. But a couple years later, the stock had dropped from 16 down to 8. And one of Kenny's best buddies was a liberal columnist from the Denver Post named Tom Gavin. And he was a close friend. And so Gavin calls him up and says, Kenny, I noticed your stock came out at 16 and now it's selling for half of that at 8. How do you explain that? Kenny says, Tom, you forget, I was a seller, not a buyer. He was utterly unpretentious.
And a special thanks to Hank Brown for sharing stories about his dear friend. And my goodness, just listening, you would have wanted to have known Kenny. The lack of pretentiousness, the humility, and my goodness, not boycotting that guy when everybody wanted to, because he just thought it was just so wrong to put a person out of business because of their speech. Hank Brown telling the story of his friend Kenny Mumford here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I live way out in the country. I drive everywhere. And you know what scares me? That feeling of finding myself stuck on the side of the road. But now, all of us can avoid that pain by getting our vehicle the part it needs before that breakdown oh no moment. With eBay Guaranteed Fit and over 122 million parts and accessories, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. For the parts and accessories that fit your vehicle, just look for the green check. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, a clean floor isn't a chore. With Roborock's S8 Pro Ultra, you can forget about cleaning. Its upgraded Ultra Dock empties, washes, refills, dries itself, and charges faster than ever. From April 21st to April 25th, get 15% off Roborock's S8 Pro Ultra and Dyad Pro Combo at Amazon.com. A savings of $300. Hurry! This combo is limited to the first 2,000 units. Only at Amazon.com.
Most TVs are smart nowadays, but with busy home screens and remotes with too many or too few buttons, smart shouldn't mean complicated. That's why Roku TV is the smart TV made easy. The customizable home screen puts your inputs, streaming favorites like iHeart, and free live TV all in one place. From simple settings anyone can understand, automatic updates with the latest features, and much more, Roku TV is more than a smart TV. It's a better TV. Learn more today at Roku.com. Happy streaming!